Here is the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. The Bears practice back here for the first time since they broke training camp in Bourbonnais. No matter where they're practicing, the guys are building on the positives from last week's game and have all eyes on Arizona.
It put like a bigger chip on my shoulder. Like, I've been in the game and I've seen what I can do. I was almost there on a breakaway run. So next time in practice, I was like, yeah, I gotta keep pushing, you know, to get better.
I mean, I think it just showed me that I'm making progress, that I could go out there and lead and do my job like I wanted to show. But it was just a small sample. It was the first game, and you just got to continue to be consistent in reproducing that, and that's why we're out here working and practicing.
Kyle Long had a doctor's appointment for his ankle and was not at practice. Coach Fox confirmed Marcus Wheaton had surgery on his broken pinky finger, and Prince Amukamara did not practice with a strained hamstring. Jeremy Langford participated in his first full practice of camp and addressed the media after.
I mean, it's just good to be back out there. You know, sometimes you got counter blessings, and this is good to be back on the field with my pads on, just to be out there with my teammates again.
The Bears had a very special guest watching Wednesday's practice. Specialist 5 James McLuhan was awarded the Medal of Honor in July for the bravery he displayed in Vietnam 48 years ago. McLuhan was a combat medic who saved 10 soldiers in a 48-hour battle, and the Bears took time after practice to thank him for his service. The Bears will have an evening practice open to the public at Prospect High School Thursday for Varsity Bears, their spin on the popular Friday Night Lights tradition. Then it's off to Arizona Friday, so keep following along on the Bears' Twitter and Facebook for all of your Bears news.